Amen. Praise God. Boy, when Deborah first said, "Did you hear me?" I thought, "Oh, she's fixing to yell at somebody who wasn't paying attention." I thought, "Lord." Praise God. Praise God. Let's just go to the Father in prayer, okay? Father, Holy Spirit, I thank you. I thank you for the way that you moved in this service and the way that you are moving. Holy Spirit, just use me tonight. Use me tonight. Teach through me tonight. Speak through me tonight. Strong utterance. Strong utterance. I just praise your name. I praise your name, Father. I thank you. I thank you, Father. I thank you for everything that you do for us. I thank you for the gift of you, Father. I thank you for the gift of your Son, Father. And I thank you for the gift of the Holy Spirit to be with us and to watch over us. Thank you for our angels. Thank you for our guardian angels that you send to be with us. We praise your name, Father. We praise your name. And we thank you. We thank you, Father. Strong utterance. Strong utterance. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. There is just such a sweet, sweet, sweet spirit here. And we just praise you, Father. Holy Spirit, have your way. Have your way. We praise your name. We praise you. We thank you. We thank you. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. So I thought I had the message together. And of course, the Holy Spirit threw a curveball at me, and that's okay. I like curves. I can hit curves. I used to play softball, fast pitch softball, not that slow pitch stuff. I played fast pitch softball, praise God. You know, Pastor Tu had said about, he'd sent the teacher something that said about that when we're preparing to teach, expect the liar to try to come at you. You know, and I was on guard. I was on guard. He tried to throw some curves at me, but I hit him. I hit him. I knocked him out. Praise God. So, I swear there was something I wanted to start with, but so, well, you know, I've been teaching on the book by Kenneth Hagin, How to Be Led by the Holy Spirit. Or how to be led by the Spirit of God. So let's just go back. I'd love to start off with this. Just repeat after me. I am a spirit.
I am a spirit.
I have a soul.
I have a soul.
I live in a body.
I live in a body.
Praise God. Praise God. Get my words out tonight. So I was in chapter 23 the last time and talking about spectacular guidance. And we all know where our spectacular guidance comes from, the Holy Spirit. Praise God. So tonight I thought it was going to be going on and talking about guidance through prophecy, the office of the prophet, and guidance through visions. So in chapter 25, it does talk about guidance through prophecy. So 1 Corinthians 14:1. In the King James Version says, follow after charity and desire spiritual gifts, but rather that ye may prophesy. In the Amplified, let's read that same one in the Amplified. Excuse me, it's again 1 Corinthians 14:1. Pursue this love with eagerness, make it your goal, yet earnestly desire and cultivate the spiritual gifts to be used by believers for the benefit of the church, but especially that you may prophesy, to foretell the future, to speak a new message from God to the people. So, you know, in both the Old and the New Testament, prophets are divinely inspired to foretell the future in the process of delivering God's word to the people. So Paul was saying to the Corinthians that all gifts are worthy and necessary, but that they should give the gift of prophecy the highest authority. Okay? So in 1 Corinthians, and you know, I have a lot of scripture tonight, but the way all this scripture came to me, I mean, it was just like, wow. It was just like, you know, I was just, you know, reading this story after story after story, and it just shows that, you know, when we talk about the gifts and we talk about prophecy, and then you can go right to a scripture and the word of God is right there and it backs up everything, you know? And, you know, we talked about before that you should judge things when you hear things. You should judge them. If it's not based on the word of God, then don't listen to it. Remove yourself. If you can, take yourself away. I don't know, put some earplugs in if you're somewhere where you can't. Whatever you have to do, if it's not based on the word of God, it's not true. Okay? So 1 Corinthians 12:11 in the Amplified says, all these things, the gifts, the achievements, the abilities, the empowering, are brought about by one and the same Holy Spirit, distributing to each one individually as he chooses. So, it says there that one and the same Holy Spirit. There's only one Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Amen? There's only one Holy Spirit. So, it says that he distributes the gifts to each one individually as he chooses. Okay, as the Holy Spirit chooses. So verse 18 in the Amplified, and we're still in 1 Corinthians 12. Verse 18 says, but now, as things really are, God has placed and arranged the parts in the body, each one of them, just as he willed and saw fit, with the best balance for function. So we're going to get into talking more about the gifts. But, you know, just like our bodies are put together, this is what we know as normal. If you saw somebody walking around with their legs up where their arms are and their arms where their legs, or their eyes where their nose is, or you would know that that's not right, okay? God made us the way they are. Everything's balanced. Everything is good. He places people in the church the same way, okay? Think about if it was all pastors. It would all be leaders, okay? It would all be, you know, just leaders here. If it was all pastors, where would be your Ish? Where would Ish be, you know? Pastors don't know everything, but Ish knows all. Ish knows all. Everybody out there, Ish knows all. You need to know something? Call Ish. You know, praise God. So, if we go on and read verses 29 and 30, or I'm sorry, 1 Corinthians 29, verse 30, are all apostles, are all prophets, are all teachers, are all workers of miracles? Do all have gifts of healing? Do all speak with tongues? Do all interpret? No, we all don't. We all have our different gifts, you know, praise God that he balanced us out. And I just love this church, how it is balanced out. So if we go on to verse 31, it says, but earnestly desire and strive for the greater gifts, if acquiring them is going to be your goal. And yet I will show you a still more excellent way, one of the choicest graces and the highest of them all, unselfish love. unselfish love. Praise God. So that's where last night the Holy Spirit decided, or wait, what is this Wednesday? Monday night. The Holy Spirit decided you're not going to go on talking about prophecy. I want you to go on and talk about the gifts. And what are the gifts? So this is where the title came from for tonight. Love, the motivation of our lives. Let me get to my place here. I had to, you know, I just love how the Holy Spirit works, and you just writing away. Just writing away. And I don't mind that he threw that curve at me. So and I was struggling at first trying to read about the prophecy and I don't know why. It just wasn't coming to me. And now I understand why. Because he wanted me to stop, back up a little bit, go over here and talk about the gifts. Then you're going to understand more of what I'm talking about going forward. So I don't know when Pastor has in mind for me to teach again, but this, I can tell you already, is a two-part sermon or a two-part teaching. It ain't a sermon. It's a two-part teaching. Praise God. So what are spiritual gifts? Spiritual gifts. You know, I had wrote spiritual gifts or something, and then I saw something today. Instead of saying spiritual gifts or something, let's say spiritual gifts are God's equipment. Spiritual gifts are God's equipment every believer is given when they receive the gift of salvation. Just as the gift of salvation is by grace through faith, so are spiritual gifts. So, you know, our God is generous. Is he not? He is so generous. He is constantly giving us things. He's constantly giving us things that we're not even aware of what he's given us. Praise God. Ephesians 4:7 in the Contemporary English Version, and here it is backed up in the Word, Christ has generously divided out his gifts to us. It's his grace at work in our lives. Praise God. So there are three kinds of spiritual gifts. These gifts are not something we possess. They are God's supernatural ability showing up in our lives in various ways. Okay? The Bible calls them manifestations. Okay? In 1 Corinthians 12:4-7 in the NIV, there are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. So there are, like I said, three different types of gifts. There are ministering gifts, manifestation gifts, and motivational gifts. Okay? Ministry gifts, manifestation gifts, and motivational gifts. So all believers take part in these gifts in various ways. I don't know if this is where I should put it in right here, but I'm going to put it into you right now. So you might have one gift, you might have multiple gifts, okay? No one believer has all the gifts, okay? The Lord does distribute out the gifts. So let's first talk about ministry gifts. Ministry gifts are the way God works with what believers do to serve others and meet their needs. It's how we minister or administer the love, grace, and truth of God to others. To administer is to apply and bring into use. So 1 Corinthians 12:5 in the King James Version says, "And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord." Okay? The same Lord. One God, one Lord. Praise God. Now, the Bible gives us, provides us a list of ministering gifts and their purpose. So if we will look at Ephesians 4, 11 through 13, and I chose the NIV version. So Christ himself gave the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, the teachers, to equip his people for works of service so that the body of Christ may be built up until we reach unity in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God and become mature, attaining to the whole measure of the fullness of Christ. So in verse 11, the apostles, the prophets, the evangelists, the pastors, and the teachers. Sometimes these are referred to as a fivefold ministry. So, you know, it's okay that not everyone is called into the ministry, okay? So in 1 Corinthians 12:28, it adds a gift of helping, okay? So God has placed in the church, first of all, apostles, second, prophets, third, teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, of helping, of guidance, and of different tongues. Okay? The second gift of the Holy Spirit, the gifts of the Holy Spirit are manifestations. Okay? Manifestation gifts are the ones that we tend to sensationalize or disqualify ourselves. Okay? So 1 Corinthians 12:7 says, God gives to each of us, not just some. God gives to each of us. So that means everyone. Okay? That means everyone. You're included, you're included, you're included, we're all included. Praise God. 1 Corinthians 12, 7 through 11, and I chose the NIV. Now, to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. To one, there is given through the Spirit a message of wisdom. To another, a message of knowledge by means of the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by that one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers. To another, prophecy. To another, distinguishing between spirits. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues. And still to another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are the work of one and the same Spirit, and he distributes them to each one, just as he determines. So, the manifestation gifts that were listed, there were nine of them. A message of wisdom, a message of knowledge, faith, gifts of healing, miraculous powers, prophecy, excuse me, distinguishing between spirits, speaking in different kinds of tongues, and interpretation of tongues. Okay? So, isn't the Holy Spirit amazing? He is just so amazing and spectacular. So, now, this supernatural demonstration of the Holy Spirit's power is not only to serve others, but it is to minister to ourselves. Okay? It also is to minister to us. We would be limiting the grace of God to think that these gifts are only to administer to others. Okay? The Holy Spirit can give you a message of wisdom when you ask for it, just as easy as he can give you a message of wisdom for somebody else. Okay? That makes sense, right? So let the Holy Spirit minister to you. Okay? These nine manifestation gifts are how God works through us, bringing us joy and fruitfulness in every one of our lives. Okay? So just we can go back and just repeat those nine. There was a message of wisdom, a message of knowledge, faith, gifts of healing, miraculous powers, prophecy, distinguishing between spirits, speaking in different kinds of tongues, and the interpretation of tongues. All right, the third gifts of the Holy Spirit are motivational gifts. Motivational gifts are how the Spirit of grace moves through us, motivating our words and actions. Okay? It's a filter that we're given for our perspective shaping of how we relate and serve others. Okay? Romans 12, 6 through 8. It's more than likely the NIV. I think that's where I was going with most of these. I didn't write it down. I'm sorry. But Romans 12, 6 through 8 gives us the seven motivational gifts. We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is to encourage, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. So the seven motivational gifts are prophesying, serving, teaching, encouraging, giving, leading, and showing mercy. Okay? Now, we want to discover our motivation. Discover what motivates you, okay? If you will just look at the things that you do, examine the why behind them, okay? This is how you'll identify which one you are motivated by. Now, all these gifts are great and have a place. You might think that one is more important than the other, but that's not true, okay? When you're thinking that way, that's your ego getting in the way. That's your flesh getting in the way, okay? The Bible says to desire the best gifts. What is the best gift? The best gift is the one you need then. Okay, that's the best gift for you, the one that you need right then. Is there one spiritual gift that is the best? So 1 Corinthians 12:31 in the New Living Translation says, "So you should earnestly desire the most helpful gifts, but now let me show you a way of life that is best of all." So gifts are great, but it is more important that you know how to love. You must know how to love. God has given us his love as a gift. Praise God. We love because he loved us first. Okay? Without love, if there's no love, all the actions that are supposed to be gifts, they're empty. There's nothing without love, okay? Now, there's a scripture that I'm getting ready to read, And this portion of scripture is widely known. Love is the best gift, okay? When we do have love, then we can, you know, it's the rest of the gifts are not empty, okay? Love is what matters most, okay? So I'm getting ready to come to an end, I think. Yes. Keep on going. Keep you here all night. So this portion of scripture that's so widely known is from 1 Corinthians 13, 1 through 10. And I took it from the Passion Translation. What better for love than from the Passion Translation, okay? If I were to speak with eloquence in earth's many languages and in heavenly tongues of angels, yet I didn't express myself with love, my words would be reduced to the hollow sound of nothing more than a clanging cymbal. And if I were to have the gift of prophecy with a profound understanding of God's hidden secrets, and if I possessed unending supernatural knowledge, and if I had the greatest gift of faith that could move mountains, but have not learned to love, then I am nothing. If I were to be so generous as to give away everything I own to feed the poor and to offer my body to be burned as a martyr without pure motive of love, I would gain nothing of value. Love is large and incredibly patient. Love is gentle and consistently kind to all. It refuses to be jealous when blessings come to someone else. Love does not brag about one's achievements, nor inflate its own importance. Love does not traffic in shame and disrespect, nor selfishly seek its own honor. Love is not easily irritated or quick to take offense. Love joyfully celebrates honesty and finds no delight in what is wrong. Love is a safe place of shelter, for it never stops believing the best for others. Love never takes failure as defeat, for it never gives up. Love never stops loving. It extends beyond the gift of prophecy, which eventually fades away. It is more enduring than tongues, which will one day fall silent. Love remains long after words of knowledge are forgotten. Our present knowledge and our prophecies are but partial. But when love's perfection arrives, the partial will fade away. Praise God. Who says you have to take scripture and read it boringly? You know, that Passion Translation, that just spoke to me. Those are just a beautiful, they're more than just words right there. Amen? Isn't it? So if we go on and we read 1 Corinthians 13:13 in the Passion Translation, there are three things that remain: faith, hope, and love. Yet love surpasses them all. So above all else, let love be the beautiful prize for which you run. Seek to love above all else, and the gifts will find their place, because God is love. Praise God. Praise God. Praise God. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for giving me that message to share with you. So praise God. Thank you.
We thank you for listening to today's program. We believe that Jesus died for our sins and that He has sanctified us for eternity. We desire that all come to the knowledge of Him as their personal Savior. If you have accepted Jesus as Savior through this broadcast, or if you wish more information, we would love to hear from you. Contact us at Oasis Christian Center, Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Phone 334-520-7538, or email at oasischristiancenter@ctvea.net. You can visit our website at oasisfamilychurch.net. For those of you on Facebook, we do have Facebook Live every Wednesday and Sunday, Wednesday night 7 p.m. and on Sunday at 10:30. You may reach us by Oasis Christian Center, a family church, Smith Station, Alabama. We'd also like to give you the opportunity to sow a seed into the ministry. You may text to give at 334-274-7885. Online giving, acionlinegiving.com/4832. Or you may mail to Post Office Box 246, Smith Station, Alabama 36877. Until next time, God bless you, and Jesus is Lord.